Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. We have with us tonight Jazay Dadon, recording of JDD Records. We have with us Theotis Trimble, a.k.a. Big T of Three Way Entertainment South. There are supposed to be some other CEOs joining us, and I will introduce them as they come on the air. How are you gentlemen doing?
I'm doing fine, Ms. Butler.
Oh, okay. Just call me Angela.
Okay, Angela.
Okay. I'm going to start with you, Jazay. Tell us about your company.
My company is basically a recording company where I record myself, basically, because, you know, you have to invest in yourself in this business. So I started my own record company called JDD Recordings. But I'm looking to branch out later on, but right now it's basically mostly just focused on my music and my endeavors and stuff like that. So.
Okay. All right. What is good about being an independent artist, Big T, and compared to signing for a record label?
Pretty much you get to keep most of your publishing. The points are more better. And
what are the points are better at as an independent artist with the record label?
Better with being independent, and you get to keep most of, you know, a lot of your rights and your masters and stuff like that.
Okay. Do you agree, Jazay Dadon?
Yeah, and creative control. Like, that's the main thing. Like, if you're an artist, you don't want anybody over your head telling you, you know what I'm saying, how to make your material, how to make your product. And with record companies, most of the time when you sign a sign to a record label, they have people there to change your image and make you be what they want you to be. And with being an independent artist, you don't have that. You have creative control over what you do. So that's like the main thing that separates the record labels from being an independent artist.
Okay. All right. Now that a lot of people may find that strange to hear, because you are CEOs of your own companies. So, listeners, they're here to educate and entertain too. So hopefully we'll all learn something tonight.
Well, we coming from on that end. Us being CEOs of our company, I mean, we're trying to empower and help people and get them to understand that the music business, like the people that the artists that are in it, and that don't have no kind of guidance and no kind of way.
Jazay Dadon, you're breaking up some.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to. Let me get situated. Okay, like I was. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, we're basically trying to empower people. Like, we're not trying to, you know what I'm saying, go through the whole routine of other record labels or how they try to, you know, enslave people. We're trying to really enlighten people. So, you know, that's our angle right there, basically.
Okay. Big T.
Yeah.
How do you handle fame, money, power, respect. How do you handle all that? How do you handle all of that? Because you have a marketing company, you're CEO of a record label, you have a gospel record label. So how are you handling all that?
Well, I'm saying it's pretty much it is what it is. You know, when you're doing what you do, you just pretty much, you know, just got to watch yourself. The power of it is not really power. It's just, you know, you're doing what you like. Other people take it the way that they take it and, you know, try to make it to something bigger than what it is. It's not big as they think it is, and it's just about, you know, having a free mind and having a business mind and just, you know, each party making some money. But, you know, some people that want to make money can't make money because they're still in that old slave mentality that, you know, they can't do nothing or somebody down the street putting them down. So, you know, they don't do it and they just, you know, sit there and envy you for what you do. That's, you know, that's all I see it as, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you agree, Jaze the Don?
Yeah, I agree with that totally, 100%. Man. You know? I mean, at the end of the day, everything that you do is hard. Like, if you go to work and work 12 hours, if you do your job like how it's supposed to be done, then it's hard work. So, you know, we just living life and doing what we're called to do. That's basically what it is.
Okay. All right. You're just living life and enjoying yourself and doing what you call it. You wouldn't really call it power. Do you gentlemen feel that you get the respect you deserve? I'll start with Jaze the Don. You answer that, and then I'll go to Big T.
Okay. What was the question now?
Do you feel that you get the respect you deserve as artists and CEOs?
You know, you have, in order to get respect, you have to give respect. So, like, in every aspect of what we do, we always give respect, you know, to what respect is due, and we expect that back. So, like, and in the beginning, all unsigned artists in the beginning, they don't get a lot of respect. That's all of them. Like, when you first starting out and you try to go do a show, they make you pay for shows and stuff like that. So, you know, you have to pay for shows to get out there. So, like, you know, a lot of doors get closed in your face when you're starting out, but it takes resilience to keep coming back and keep showing you and keep, you know what I'm saying, honing your craft and making sure, you know, you're on top of your game on everything. And then once you get to that certain point, you start getting respect, you start getting, you know, a lot of people start opening doors for you and, you know, you start meeting different people or whatever. It all comes with just grinding and honing your craft, though, the respect part.
Okay. What about you, Big T? What about you?
Pretty much, I say, you know, the respect part of it, just like he said, you know, yeah, they give respect to get it, but at the same time, you got people that pretty much, you know, sit around and don't want to give you the respect that's deserved because you've been out there for some years doing what you're doing, and they just begin to start off doing what they're doing, you know, by trying to backlash you and go behind your back and just try to investigate people, you know. You got some people that are like that, and they get thrill out of it, you know. But it's really nonsense, though, you know what I mean? But you have to look at some people that haven't really been raised right in the game to know that, you know, you got to pay your dues to get in the game. And the more you be in the game, the more you bother other people, and I hate to say it, the less sales you will get, and the less the public will follow you when you start so much crap. They'll follow you in a way, but when they start finding out stuff ain't real, they'll stop following you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you have to be legitimate.
Got to be legitimate.
Now, I ain't even going to say legitimate. You know, legitimate would be the wrong word. Just tell the truth. Legitimate would be the wrong word.
Just tell the truth. Okay.
That's it.
All right. Jaze the Don. What age were you when you first started into the business, the game, or the business, I'll call it, not game? How old were you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm 29. I have nothing. I ain't got nothing. I'm 29 years old right now, but At an early age, I always looked at myself as an artist, but, you know, I've probably been rapping, you know, freestyling or whatever, rapping since the age of, like, 9, 8, 9, 10 or something like that. But, I mean, like, seriously, just in the game, I signed my first production deal with Alley Street Productions in the year 2000. They flew me to Baltimore, Maryland. We did a couple of photo shoots and had some studio time or whatever. But, you know, it was my first taste of just being in the limelight, being in the game per se. So, you know, I look at it from, that was year 2000. So, I said I probably been in the game probably about 12, 13 years, man, something like that. That basically, I learned a lot, man.
Okay.
You know. that time span.
All right. Big T, I know you started young.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you first started? You don't have to give a lot of details, but how old were you when you first started?
Oh, man, probably about 16.
16 years old.
Yeah, I was actually in the bass era, you know, where people didn't have to do no rapping. They just used sound and give it a little twist, you know, and, you know, people played loud music to it. And what we call bass and shaky booty music, that's pretty much my era. But I'm going to say this about that whole music thing. Bass ain't dead. The only way bass die if all the women stop having girls, and that's not going to happen, so bass going to live on. But,
yeah.
You know,
bass is
going to
live on.
Bass going to live on. You know, you got some people just want to be hard and say they hard or whatever they are, but at the end of the day, they soft like kittens, you know what I mean? And then,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You just got to look at it that the music industry is changing. Overseas, the music, like, the bass music is what's going on right now because they never heard it too much. And the music from the early 90s is selling a lot over there. And we're ripping the benefits of the old catalog because of the people over there want to party and, you know, shake the booty on the old records and stuff. So, you know, once, you know, while they do that, BMI Pavement, give a shout out to BMI Live. So, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. All right. So, Jaze the Don.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been performing on stage?
Performing on stage?
How long have you been on
stage? Like, performing that's one thing I love to do. Like, even before I was serious with the rap game, I would get on stage and talent shows and stuff like that and just rap or whatever. But, you know, performing, I've been doing that ever since I got in the game, man. That's like, it's a lot of people out there that stage fright, that scared to perform, and that is a big part of being a rapper or a singer or whatever. Like if you scared to get out on stage and perform and show people that you can do it live and people can see you and be in arms reach of you, you don't need to do you need to find something else to do because I mean like, you know that's the main thing of being an artist performing. Hey, that's a big part of it. I mean, a lot, but see, now, back in the day, it used to be you had to be a performer. See, now, it's more or less, now you can get in the studio and just make up lies and, you know, all kind of just buffoonery stuff and then just, you know, put it on the internet and give it and feed it to the people and they'll listen to it and call you a dope artist or call you a good artist, a good singer or whatever. But at the same time, you're not, you got to have that performance artist. Like, You have some singers that be in the game that can sing on. You hear a song on the radio, you be like, man, they can sing, man. She has a beautiful voice. But when you go to the show, she can't sing. You're like, dang, what's going on? You know what I mean? So, you know, being an artist, you have to be able to perform. You have to be able to perform. I think I seen T-Pain in the interview, and he was saying he had stopped smoking and drinking because he started taking his voice seriously because when it came down to perform, like, it didn't sound the same as being on a record. So, you know, performance is a big thing.
All right. Two people just joined us. Would you introduce yourselves?
How you doing? It's KT. Also known
how you
as
doing?
King. I'm all right. Known as King B. I represent Grindtime Music Group. And I have a single out now called Mr. November.
Mr. November. Okay.
King
all
B.
Right. Who else is on the line?
Hey, how you doing? This is Ashley Terrell, also called Boss Lady or whatever. I'm the CEO of Grindtime Music Group.
Hi to you both. Hello to you both. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Boss Lady, Ashley, Terrell, you're the CEO of Grindtime Music, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. What is it like being the CEO of your own company and being a woman? What is it like in the business?
Well, I had a passion for music for ever since I was a little child. So, basically, I just followed my heart and followed what I wanted to do. And, I know I hear some people talking like getting in the music business is like winning titles or whatever. You know, I feel like you only have one life to live. You might as well do what makes you happy. And, you know, do what makes you happy. So.
Okay. Do you have any obstacles in a female, being a woman? Are there people who kind of disrespect you or don't take you seriously?
Yes, it's a lot of people out there. You know, the industry is a male-dominated industry, so I feel like as a female, we have to, you know, grind harder and work hard just to prove ourselves. To show, you know, we can do the kind of things that, you know, we need to do. You know, it's female, you know, kissing now.
You're breaking up, Boss Lady.
Hello.
Your phone is breaking up. Someone just joined us.
Yes.
Introduce yourself.
This is Funnel River, the CEO of Metal Georgia's Baller Entertainment.
Rivers, CEO of Middle Georgia Ballers Entertainment. Okay,
yeah,
wonderful.
I'm a part of
good
that
to have
you. I'm a part of that too.
Yeah, that's my artist.
You're part of what?
I'm a part of Middle Georgia Ballers too. I'm a part of that.
Okay, Middle Georgia Ballers.
Yes,
and you're
ma'am.
The CEO. Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, I just got through asking some questions, and I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to ask Boss Lady, Ashley Terrell. The CEO of Grind Time Music, River.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you feel about being an independent artist and signing with a record label?
What I feel about an independent artist signing with a record label?
Yeah, how do you feel about people signing with a record label? Because you are CEO of a record label. And what do you think about independent artists?
Well, it's like this, you know what I mean? When I work with independent artists, you know what I mean, it's really not nothing to say about that situation because I'm like this right here. If there's an independent artist out there that is really trying to, like, get in the game or whatever, it's really not just me. It's up to the independent artist to bring, like, the best of the best. You know what I mean? It's like, I look at it like this for him being a CEO. I don't just consider myself a CEO. I consider myself a friend. So when it comes down to an independent artist, if an independent artist wants to come to my label, he's not just coming to a label to where you just put in all your work and everything like that. You're coming into a family. Because everybody on my label, we look at each other like family. You know what I mean? So with an independent artist, it's like this here. When he comes to me, he want to get a deal. I let him know off gate, you know what I mean? We ain't with none of that nonsense, you know what I mean? Because so many independent artists out there, they come, then when they come to you, they ain't all about putting in no work, and they just want to just hear themselves make music and put out music, which it really ain't all about the music. Because if you ain't putting in no work behind the music, then how is your music going to live up to what you're saying?
Yeah.
So therefore, that's why I say, with the independent artists, I look at them like this right here. All the independent artists, if they was to come to my label, don't just come to my label as like this is going to be a handout because ain't nothing gave to you for free. You know what I mean? You got to put in the hours to get the check. So if you're going to come right and don't come with that nonsense because nonsense ain't going to get nobody nowhere. With negative attitude and all that right there, that's not going to make nothing happen. That's only going to make not me look bad, but you and the whole label together look bad. So my opinion on independent artists is if the independent artist is a fed up artist and he do what he say and he show and prove, then I don't have no problem with putting him on my label or getting him hooked up and try to get him a. Because I see you ain't about the nonsense. You really got a head on your shoulder and you really focused. But now for those that is halfway focused and still want to do crazy things like run out and get in this type of trouble and bring this type of heat to yourself, then you ain't ready for the big business. Because the big business, in this business, in the music business, it ain't all about who can pull a trigger or who got this many homeboys or how many homeboys you can have at this certain spot. It's all about the individual person. So if you can't present yourself decent enough to where a big executive person was to look at you and be like, okay, I like the way you approach me, I like how you music sound, and the way that you came to me and the way that you addressed, let me know that you're about business.
Okay. So, all right. Bossley, Ashley Terrell, CEO of Grind Time Music. How do you feel about independent artists and record labels, record companies? Go ahead.
Well, basically, I feel like as an independent artist, a lot of independent artists out there think, like Ponder River said, they think it's a handout. And, you know, they think signing to a record deal, oh, you finna do some big stuff. But really, record labels is not just signing anybody these days. You got to put the work in and show them that you can make it really on your own. You know.
Okay.
You have to have a different work ethic.
All right. Okay. All right, listeners, we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back in a few minutes.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
That's the Digital Conglomerate Magazine. The CEO is Garland McCulkin. That is his commercial. So you can hit him up at the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.com. All right, next we're gonna play some music by Jazzy the Don.
Yeah, it's your boy King B, man. Shout out to 3-Way Entertainment, Grind Time Music Group.
What's happening,
big bitch? My boy Haitian boy over there.
I don't know where you find with this. Yeah.
And me?
What they call
me? They call me Mr. November, man. Big money getting, freestyle writing, you can call it good written. Your beat could be your victim, bitches, I fuck them. Haters, just forget them, gun on the waistline. I'll go different. Niggas, I'm sick, but I didn't mean to ill him. Bitches are like cards, so you know I deal them. Just like a pickle, she sucked my lollipop, sickle dick. Dick like a magazine, bitch, eat you an issue for one night only. Your boyfriend will miss you. Bitch, I'm the bomb, nuclear missile. King B take shots off the dread like a pistol. King B run the track like Bristol. And I'm something to remember. And these other niggas just trying to be a member. Feel colder than winter to the money, I'm a sprinter. If this a race to cash, then I'ma be the winner. They put me in the mix like a blender. This is Royal Rumble, so show me my contender. I'm all up on my paper like I need a money printer. It's Scorpio, baby, Mr. November. And I'm Mr. November. Timber. Bitch, I'm the lion, king just like Simba, or maybe even Scar, you can call me Scarface, look like a hard knock, so bitch, get a
sideways like pacing. I won't hesitate to bust in your face. Be silent, take I disintegrate. Know who insinuate, well, I will annihilate. Real nigga, bitch, I stay away from the fake. Like my great, and I do this shit from day to day. I'm on the track to money, bitch, I'm a money train. They say the truth hurts, well, they don't feel my pain. I'm on fire, even in the rain. I kill the beat, no flee the same. So I guess you can call me King Blame. Yeah, and this here to the Scorpio gang. And I'm Mr. November, man. And I'm Mr. November. Call me Scope Man. I walk in the party and everybody scoping. Red head nigga, look like I grow surfing. Push got me high, the purple got me surfing. Hit it two times, now it got me choking. I am unheard of, cause no words are spoken. You think life is a game? Well, bitch, I take your token. Close ears and mouth, then keep your eyes open. Haters only trying to make a nigga lose focus. They all about they tricks. Yes, I'm a sinner, but far from a beginner. Hello world, meet Mr. November. Hello world,
meet Mr. November.
Yeah, and I'm Mr. November. And I'm Mr. November.
Listeners, I apologize for that. I apologize to Jaze the Don. That was King D with Mr. November, not Jaze the Don. All right. My next question would be, how are you dealing with success, King D? How are you dealing with your success? I hear that you that you on the charts. So how are you dealing with your success? You're peaking on the charts.
Yeah, well, you actually the first one to tell me that. I didn't even know. But I mean, I deal with it in a positive way, you know. How far I could come out with better music, you know, to maintain my spot on the charts. And just try to be positive all the way around, you know, let negativity stay where it's at, and just try to, you know, represent my little family and better to hope to bring you better music, you know?
Okay. Jaze the Don.
Yeah, yeah.
I apologize for that again.
It's all good.
Sorry about that. How are you handling success?
Well, you know, I don't even look at it like being successful. I just try to reach my personal goals, you know what I'm saying, about one goal at a time. And then if the success comes with that, then that'll be fine or whatever. But I'm just trying to reach my goal and just keep my fans happy, basically.
Okay. All right. Big T.
Yo.
You've had to deal with a lot of things, and because you started so young as a teenager, how do you deal with success? How do you deal with it in your own way? I know there's a lot of work involved with having a marketing company, two record labels, and I don't even know what else. But how do you handle your success?
Well, it's pretty much like a seesaw. It go up and down, and you just have to deal with it. Day by day, you know what I mean? It's really nothing to brag on. It's just you know, keeping in the Lord's hand and just making move with it. You know what I mean? That's all. That's all I can say about it.
I interview people and talk to people
that celebrities and CEOs are some very humble people. They don't boast a lot. I found that out, that a lot of the people in the record business and actresses and film and things like that are humble people. Let me see. Ashley Carell, Grind Time Music, CEO, Boss Lady.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you handling success?
Well, like Jaza said earlier, I don't really see it as a success. You know, I'm just doing something I love and, you know, basically dealing with it day by day and, you know, success is what comes with it. So, basically I'm just doing what I love. That's it.
You're doing what you love to do. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Let's see. Who else? River.
Yes.
Yo, a Middle Georgia Baller Entertainment. How long have you been in the music business, and how are you dealing with success?
Yeah.
How do you deal with success?
I got to agree with everybody, because success is something, I mean, it comes and goes, you know what I mean? Success comes with a territory that a lot of people don't know about, you know what I mean? And if you ain't built for it, you know what I mean, and ready for it at that time, then, you know what I mean, it'll fall, you know what I mean? With success, I don't strive to go for success, because a lot of people, they get their success in them, you know what I mean, and it just changed the individual person that they are. So, I'm agree with everybody, because I'm just doing something that I love to do, you know what I mean? And I just put it out because I want the people to hear it, and because I know there's somebody out there that go through the same things that I go through. So, I just push out the music like that right there. And if it come with success, then it just come with it. If it don't, I'm still happy at the end of the day, because it's just something that I love to do.
Okay. All right, who are some of your artists, River? Who are
right
some
now,
of your artists, CEO River?
Talk about that. I'm going to meet right now. Personally, I only got one artist that I'm dealing with right now. Because I really
you only got what?
One artist that I'm dealing with right now. And that's
okay.
Not going to done because of the situation that goes down with artists. See, a lot of these artists round up in the area that I'm in, they already got the big head. So dealing with these type of people there is like, no. So to me, I just deal with one. I look at it like this for him. With one artist, I concentrate on this artist here, and they ain't got to worry about the rest of the artists coming, you know, with the big head. Thinking just because, you know what I mean, you with Middle Georgia Ballers, you supposed to go out and do this, you supposed to do that, and you supposed to, you know what I mean, do other things when you're supposed to be doing something dealing with business. So I'm just really focused on one artist because the situation that goes on with artists is down here. I've dealt with a couple of more, but like I said, they already got the big head, so if you got the big head already, ain't too much I can do with you.
Okay. All right. King.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Are you working on a new CD?
Yes, ma'am. I am currently working on my mixtape called The Takeover. The Mr. November was just one of the singles that will be on the mixtape. The mixtape will probably come out maybe late March, early April.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start with Theotis Trimble, a.k.a. Big T. as everyone knows him as the CEO of Three Way Entertainment South. What advice can you give to the artists and people who are trying to start their own record label? What advice would you like to give?
Pretty much I said, you know, gather you up an attorney. Tell the truth to the public. Make sure when you, you know, do anything that you pretty much show and prove, you know what I'm saying? You know, let people know what's going on. The more you involve people in what you're doing, the more response you'll get from people. If they actually see you doing it, they'll actually, you know, come along and help you out or either spread the word. That's what gets the attention of newspaper editors and other people like that. When you can show and prove that, you know, an artist is selling X amount of downloads when it's in front of you, when you can make a couple of calls to XM Satellite and they say, you know, Media Base got, you know, Jazzy done at 21, 22 spins. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, put it out there for the people to know what's what. That's all you got to do, and everything will be fine.
All right. Jazzy Don.
Yes.
What advice can you give independent artists and even those signed with record companies who are just starting out? What advice would you like to give them?
I give them two pieces of advice. First of all, invest in yourself. Because if you don't invest in yourself, nobody will ever invest in you. So invest in yourself. That's the safe bet. And record company people are shady. What I mean by that is, like big record companies that are just worldwide, like Def Jam and Universal and Atlantic and all that stuff like that. Those big companies are nice to be with, but you have to sell X amount. You have to sell like 250,000 copies to just stay on the label. So like, I mean, if you know you're not capable of selling 250,000 copies, that shouldn't be one of your goals. You need to try to, you know, pull your goals back and try to. Okay. So That's the advice I give to them, man. You know, to invest in yourself and keep your goals realistic and stop lying. Don't lie. Just stay real with it. Be truthful. And that's the advice I give.
Okay. Ashley Terrell, Boss Lady, CEO of Grindtime Music. What advice would you like to give people who are just starting out or people who are trying to sign with record labels?
Basically, just to work hard, you know. The way I see it is your work ethic defines your success. So basically, just work hard and keep positive people around you. Like all that negative stuff, you know. Just do away with that. Always keep positive people around you and people that's gonna support you at the end of the day. And
Okay. River, CEO of Middle Georgia Ballers Entertainment. What advice would you like to give beginning artists and people who are trying to sign with a record label?
Me, basically, all advice I can give you is the way you present yourself. You know what I mean? It's all about your image. You know what I mean? Your image speaks a whole lot of words for you. You know what I mean? So don't come with an image of something that you know you ain't. You know what I mean? Just be real. Just be yourself. Don't try to go outside the box when you know you ain't capable or not, I mean, doing everything that you're supposed to do outside the box. You know you can't do it, so the way you present yourself, how you carry yourself, and network it, you really got to grind because ain't nobody going to grind no harder than what you're going to grind. You can't expect for nobody
you really
to grind,
grind
no harder but you. It's on you, and you is an independent artist, so you got to really put your grind on. You can't worry about it. We going to put our grind on because it's only so far that we can go with it. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Present yourself right and make sure you work at the hook.
Hey, listeners, we've got to pay some bills. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with a few more questions.
Hey, now, you know I do my thing. For that, you know what I'm saying, that girl in that What, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can call me Mojo. Yeah,
swag brother, swag brother, swag brother. Slow it far two ways, turn four ways. White girl and that white boy, get like a OJ, get like a OJ, get like a OJ, get like a OJ, get like a OJ. Slow it far two ways, turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy, get like a OJ, 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 get like a OJ. Get no play. I'm riding through your hood and I'm about to make my four plays. I see your no ways, no speech, no hate. I don't hang out with you, hanging on with your kind, no way. So, to them say, your crew say, I gotta scrap it, I pull it out and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Your so juicy. I'm last Tuesday. She pretty as hell like Rudy. She to the movies. That's all I spent. I tricked that. Cause I'm a pimp, I bought a pimp and broke it down a thousand. I hit the strip, them went so quick, another flip. Next thing you know, I'm filthy rich. So it's bought a two-way, turn to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ. So it's bought a two-way, turn to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kiss.
Entertainment, Jazzy Don Recording, and Jazzy Jadon himself. So they've all been on here, listeners, and I hope you've all learned something. And Show Talk with Angela Butler is here to enlighten people, to entertain people, and hopefully we all learn something tonight about the record industry. And everyone, I wish you all a good night.
All right.
And I look forward to having you all back.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Yeah. It's your boy King B, man. Shout out to 3-Way Entertainment. Prime Time Music Group.
Okay.
What's happening, B?
Kiss like a OJ. Kiss like a OJ. Kiss like a OJ.
to make my soul blaze. I see your no ways, no speech, no hate. I don't hang out with you, hanging on with your kind, no way. So, in the say, your crew say, I gotta scrap it, I pull it out and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Yo, so juicy, I'm last Tuesday. She pretty as hell like Rudy. She with the movies, that's all I spent. I tricked that cause I'm a pimp. I bought a pimp and broke it down a thousand. I hit the strip, the went so quick, another flip. Next thing you know, I'm filthy rich. So it's on a two-way, turn to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ. So it's on a two-way, turn to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ.
Kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ.